间去 share with you the word of God.
啊，就是非常开心能够再一次在大家当中来分享神的话。
I apologize ahead of time because my slides are only in English. Can we switch this? Is there a way to switch that?
啊，我不好意思，就是我的这个啊投影片都是用英文。
But I was originally going to preach about hell, but it's Chinese New Year, and I felt that this is not the most appropriate time to be preaching about hell.
我本来是跟大家分享地狱的事情，但是现在还是新年的日子，啊，我觉得不太恰当的来讲这个地狱，所以就改这个题目了。
The English service is preaching through an 8-part series in heaven and hell, eternal justice and eternal joy.
在英文堂里面，我们就是有一个讲道的系列，会讲到啊关于这个天堂与地狱有八堂的讲道。
I thought we'd summarize a little bit about the idea of heaven for us this morning.
我今天早上会跟大家分享一下关于整个啊天堂的一些内容。
And so why is it that it's so important for us to think about heaven in very concrete ways?
啊，为什么我们会觉得整个天堂是那么重要的？在这个实在的情况里面是怎么样呢？
During the New Year, we wish each other a happy New Year. We hope prosperity and riches and health and all these things in the New Year.
啊，在新年的时间，我们都希望大家能够有快乐的新年，还有就是能够在新年当中有丰盛，还有很多好的东西在我们的人生当中。
When I was growing up in Toy Chinese, we used to say, 恭喜发财 in Toy Chinese.
啊，当我年纪很小的时间，我还是一个台上人哈、啊，我就跟人家讲恭喜发财。
And so, you know, want the prosperity and riches and health and all those kind of things.
啊，都是希望能够每年都有丰收，要非常的开心啊，蒙福的一年。
But was it and is it a happy New Year for these 21?
啊，但是在这样子的日子当中，是不是真的能够让我们过一个很快乐的新年呢？
If you understand the news today, we recognize that these are the Egyptian Coptic believers who were executed. Their necks were slit on just about the same week as New Year's.
啊，就是在新年的日子当中，我们从新闻当中看见这21个在埃及的基督徒，他们给这个 ISIS 啊来杀掉。
And their names are listed there, and they are martyrs for the faith. And as their throats were slit, they each of them said, Jesus.
啊，当他们被杀的时间，他们都是在口里讲耶稣基督，然后就为主殉道了。
You see, for them, they would not renounce their faith because they had the hope and the surety of heaven.
他们在这个困难当中没有放弃他们的信仰，因为他们对神、对这个信仰是非常有盼望。
Greater than their love for this world, even greater than all the comforts and relationships in this world, there was yet a greater thing that they were looking forward to. Something that gave us hope and joy in times of difficulty, in times of hardship.
因为他们对未来天堂有盼望，所以他们就轻叹地上所受的苦，他们就没有因为这样子在地上能够得到平安而放弃他们的信仰。
So before we start today, maybe we ask the question of ourselves, do we believe in heaven so much that we'd be willing to give up this earthly life for it?
当在讲到继续下去的时间，我们每一个都问自己这个问题，我们真的相信这个天堂吗？到一个地步，愿意就为我们在地上所一切都放弃，都能够有这样子天堂的盼望。
We'll look at three aspects of heaven this morning. Hopefully, this will give us motivation, understanding how we too can believe and have strong enough conviction that heaven is for real and that it's a better place than even here.
我们会从三个角度来看关于天堂的信息。是希望能够从当中看见，让我们能够有更坚定的信仰。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come and we ask that you would pour out your Spirit upon us. We are saddened to hear about our brothers who have been executed, but we thank you that they have a sure hope in Christ.
亲爱的天父，当我们来到你的面前的时间，我们求你的圣灵来充满我们。让我们能够真的看见这些为主顺道的弟兄们他们对你的信仰。
Pour out your spirit that we too might have the same conviction.
让圣灵在充满我们，让我们能够有这样子的肯定对信仰。
In Jesus' name.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
In America, we have these cute little cartoons that think that they help us think about heaven. A cartoon that looks like that, where we're at the pearly gates and everyone's got wings and we have a cloud underneath. And Peter says, "Hey, you know, why are you coming?" And on the front door it says, "Oh, sorry, no atheists."
在这个美国的文化当中有这样子的卡通啊，在里面就看到哎，有一些天使有这个翅膀的啊，然后也是在这个天堂的门口里面啊，有人就问彼得，哎，我又进去了，然后他就说，哎，里面没有这个无神论者的。
Or the next one over where everyone has a halo and wings and they're playing harps because they're worshiping, and one looks at the other and their halo looks sideways because he's a zero.
哦，就好像这旁边两个哈，其中一个有翅膀的哈，他们在唱歌哈，他们的这个光环哎，有一个是掉过来的，看来是零。
The hard thing about being in America, there's all these half truths about heaven and about spirituality.
啊，在这个美国人啊，我们都有一些相信有这个属灵的东西啊，是看到这个属神的东西。
So we're going to look into God's Word and we're going to use a reference book for your information. We have an 8-part series, so I'm trying to cram a lot of stuff in 25 minutes. So we're not going to get through it all. If you're more interested, this is a book that we've been using sort of as one of the baseline books. It's by Randy Alcorn.
我们今天的信使主要是从这一本书来的。我们在这个英文堂有八堂的讲道关于这个内容。所以我们只有25分钟时间 来把这个信使浓缩的来跟大家分享。所以就希望当中倘若大家有需要可以再详细的看这一本书。
A very comprehensive book on the idea of heaven. We don't talk about heaven nearly as much. We have these vague ideas. There are many, many more books about the millennial theories than there are about heaven.
这一本书就比较能够完整的把天堂的东西介绍给大家认识。
There are many more books about this near-death experience than there are about heaven.
其实在这个市面上还有一些书讲到差不多要死亡的人他们很多的经验这些书比较多，但是讲到天堂的书就比较少。
And this morning, I'm going to summarize some of the big ideas in this book and in scripture.
这本书就把圣经里面讲到天堂的主要的意思整合在这本书的内容当中。
And in English, they're in three big P's. In English, sorry, can't do it in Cantonese, Mandarin.
在这个英文就有三个大的内容。
They're going to be, the first one we're going to look at is a physical place. What heaven is our truest home. It's a physical place. It's like a house.
第一个概念就是讲到天堂是一个真实的一个地方，就好像我们在地上的一个家一样。
And we'll look at the other two as we go along. But first, we'll look at the fact and the reality that it was not in the clouds out there that heaven is. You see, this confusion about the what we call the intermediate state, the heaven now, and the future eternal or permanent heaven.
这个天堂不是一个好像进到云里面。就是一个在中间可以转换的一个状态其实也不是一个扣响的一个未来的一个状态。
Right now, if we were to pass away, Pastor Steve is preaching about that right now. Personal eschatology, what happens right now before Christ comes back, and we'll be in heaven in some intermediate state. But in the future, in the eternal state, forever and ever, we will be in heaven that's very, very physical and tangible.
在这个隔壁的这个礼堂当中这个陈卓明牧师现在在分享他实在在哪边我们的这边的天堂的概念不是一个抽象的，不是一个中间就是隐蔽的情况，是这个真实存在的一个地方。
Because there are many theories out there, and sometimes I think we theologically get confused, and what happens is we think that the earth is going to be totally demolished and it will be nothing, and then God's going to create this other thing that's sort of cloud, in the clouds and in the skies or something like that.
有一些神学他们就觉得这个地上整个船都被毁了，整个物质的世界被毁以后，就神在这个云上面就创造一个新的一个天堂的地方。
But the new heavens and the new earth is really the renewal and the transformation of our current earthly existence and universe into that which God had originally intended back in the Garden of Eden, all without sin, without brokenness.
神其实在这个天堂当中就是把现在的天地重新的更新 让它真的能够成为一个非常美好的一个地方，就好像伊甸园的那么真实存在的一个地方。
It's going to be a physical place where we can really experience all the beauty and the wonder of nature as God has intended it. Well, I'm going to call it Eden 2.
可以说是一个第二个伊甸园啊，在哪边我们可以真实的可以享受到神所创造的美好还奇妙的这个创造的内容。
In Revelation chapter 21, that first verse, and I saw the new heavens and the earth, and the first had passed away, is being transformed, and the sea, which represents evil, and all that which is chaotic, is no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It's coming down, it's transforming all that we understand.
就是在好像启示录二十一章所说的，我看见一个新天新地，先前的天地已经过去了。所以一切的罪恶一些不好的都已经成为过去，然后在哪边新的耶路撒冷从神哪边降下来，好像就预备好一个新妇张师长整直来等候她的丈夫。
One of the major characteristics in verse 4, I will wipe away every tear from their eye, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be any mourning or crying or pain anymore, and the former things passed away. All the things that are hurtful and difficult and painful will be no more.
就是在第四节里面讲到神就要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀哭号疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了，所以不好的东西都在天堂的当中成为过去了。
In theological terms, like here in the ESV study Bible, there's a sense in which we will be returning to Eden. Genesis 1, 2, and 3 is where God creates and does all these things, and the fall happens, and everything in between Genesis 1, 2, and 3 and Revelation is this idea of redemption, but there's restoration in Revelation.
就好像整个我们就好像回到这个创世纪的第一、第二、第三章里面的伊甸园的一个状态，中间我们看见神的整个救赎的计划一路到这个启示录，启示录神就把我们再拉回去到一个非常美好的一个景况的当中。
Christ is in the middle. He is the pinnacle, the climax of all of history. All of history before has pointed towards him. Everything in history after points back to him and the culmination that he will bring.
耶稣基督就在整个历史中间，过去的就在仰望未来的基督，基督以后的他们就回头看基督，耶稣基督就是在神的整个就是历史的中间的位置。
I love snow.
我很喜欢雪。
I've gone skiing this year, and back in December it was a nice thing. Snow was nice.
我们在回头看的时间，我觉得这个雪是非常好的东西。
But then February came.
但是在这个二月以后，
and we all know what happened in February. This is the snowiest February ever, coldest February ever, and we're within 3 inches of the snowiest winter ever in Boston.
我们二月以后，我们就发现这个是最多雪的一个二月，最冷的一个二月是一个非常不好过的一个二月份。
We're fast approaching beyond 108 inches.Which is the most.
我们都准备超过108寸这个雪在一个月当中。
I am looking forward to spring, which is supposed to happen this month.
我真的非常期望看到春天到了。
No more cold, no more ice, no more ice dams that have to rake off the roof. None of that. Spring is coming.
再没有雪，没有冰，没有在整个屋顶上面的这个冰柱就会掉下来的状态。
For those of us in Christ, there is an eternal spring that awaits each and every one of us and everyone.
对于已经在基督里的弟兄姊妹，我们都在期望一个永恒的一个神给我们的永恒的春天在等候着我们。
No more blizzards, no more hurricanes, no more typhoons, earthquakes, deserts, and all these kind of things, because God is making everything and renewing everything to its original beauty and purpose.
神把一切都更新了，就变成这个最美的创造，在那边再没有大风雪，没有这个飓风，也没有台风，也没有地震。 在哪边在没有这样子的灾害在这个环境的当中。
The new heavens and the earth.
是新天新地。
But also in Isaiah chapter 9 and 11 and also 65, the imagery of not only a beautiful restructured earth, but relationships with animals and everything in it so that there is harmony, you know, and peace throughout all the earth.
在这个以赛亚书的65章第14到25节，在哪边我们看见的不单只是大自然的美好，而且很多动物都能够和谐的在这个天堂的地方一起来共融一起。
For instance, in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6 and following, it talks about the wolf and the lamb and the leopard lying down together. It talks about how the fattened calf will be there with the lion, and they'll be there together in peace and harmony, and the little child will lead them. The little child will stick his hand in the hole of a viper and not be harmed on God's holy mountain.
就在这个以赛亚书的这个景象当中，我们看见豺狼跟羊、狮子跟这个羊的动物，还有这个小孩子跟一些的蛇都能够和谐的活在一起。
And also in Isaiah chapter 65, similarly in verse 26 and following, the wolf and the lamb shall graze together, the lion shall eat straw with the ox, and the dust shall be there for the serpent's food, and there shall be no hurt or they shall not hurt on my holy mountain.
在65章25节，就叫豺狼必与羔羊同吃，狮子必吃这个草和牛一样，尘土也做蛇的食物。在神的圣山当中，没有一样可以伤人的，都是神所的。
What a beautiful idea that we will return to Eden, God's original purpose.
这是一个非常美好的一个图像，这是我们回到伊甸园当中这个美好的环境当中。
Some theological food for thought.
这儿有一些这个神学的概念可以让大家想一想。
We will not only return to a garden, but God is making a city.
啊，不单只是回到这个宫殿，而且是去那个更美的地方。
I wonder what that means. I think that some have speculated and supposed, and theologians have thought that, you know, it is not just that we're all going to become farmers.
啊，不单只是一起在一个花园当中。
But society and culture and science and technology that has been advanced, taken away all of its sin, all of its selfishness, and yet there will be this technological advance.
啊，我们再想一想，就是一路的科技，一路的文化，一切好的东西没有罪，都融合在这个天堂的状态当中。
Just something to think about. What happens if all the technology of ancient China had not been destroyed? All the technology of all the ancient civilizations and every civilization, you know, throughout history has not been destroyed, kept, continues to build and build and build.
可以想象一下，就是最好的文明。亚洲的文明、中国的文明、美国的，都在这样子的状态里面一路的建立上去，但是没有罪的。
We will live in a place without sin, without brokenness, without selfishness and war.
在哪边没有这个贪心，没有罪，一切都是美好的一个属灵的领域当中。
What that might mean for us today?
这个跟我们今天也有什么关系呢？
I like this cartoon. It's not completely accurate because there's still clouds and it still has wings and a halo. But the idea that treasures in heaven, we're sending it ahead. The person says, hey, I didn't take it with me. I had it delivered.
啊，这个关于这个卡通就是一个天堂的概念，就讲到要送这个人回天堂了，预先送过去。但是他就说，哎呀，不要把我拿走了啊，我还没送呢。
There will be a purifying at the end of this age before we enter into the next transformed age. And we can't take all the physical things with us, but we can in some ways send it ahead.
啊，我们不是把我们现有不好的地方带到天堂去，而是我们更好的可以带到天堂的当中出现。
In the new heavens and in the earth, those things that we do in the here and now that matter will be credited to us in the future.
我们现在所有的东西都是重要的，这些东西都让我们可以 预先预备好，然后带到天堂的东西那边去。
But it's not necessarily the houses and the finances and the riches that we have in this life. It's the people that we've affected for Christ that will be our treasures in heaven.
不是说我们的这个房子、我们的钱可以带到天堂去，而是我们在地上所面对的、所帮助的人的等等，这些都会预先的可以汲取，有一天在天堂见面。
It'll be the ways in which we contribute to the kingdom of God in the here and now that will be credited to us and rewarded in that age.
就是我们为神的国度所摆上的东西，都是预先好，然后有一天在神的国度里面得到奖赏。
When you look forward to heaven, will there be eternal rewards and eternal things for you there?
在我们看见天堂的时间，我们是看到一个永恒的奖赏和永恒的东西在天堂的当中。
So if heaven is a physical place that we all look forward to, that will be filled with beauty and harmony and all these things that we'll have rewards in, what else is there in heaven?
在天堂当中是一个暂时的一个地方，在哪边是美好的美好的环境，然后在哪边我们这些在神的国度里面有的东西就在哪边可以得到奖赏。除了这些以外还有什么东西呢？
The second P is P's are perfected people.
第二个 P 关于天堂就是完美的神的子民。
You see, heaven is our truest home because that will be when we have a true family reunion.
天堂是我们一个真实的一个家，因为在哪边会有一个真实的重聚。
At my house, not my house, grandmother's house, it's Chinese New Year, right? We all have to come back for Chinese New Year. Her most important thing is that we're all there the night before New Year, so they're all celebrating closing the New Year together.
在这个新年的时间啊，在我的祖母的家，一个非常重要的情况就是我们所有的家人都聚集在那边，一起来庆祝这个新年。
So grandmother is there, all the, you know, the next generation and the grandchildren, the great grandchildren, two of them are all in one big, big, big table. Just connect all the tables so that we're all sitting together.
在我的祖母的家里面他的孩子、他的孙子、他的孙子的孩子都聚在一起，所以就有一个很长的一个台，就很多人都聚在那边一起来庆祝新年。
So in some ways, heaven is like Chinese New Year's Eve every single day.
天堂就好像我们新年的这个重聚的日子，每天都是这样子。
For me, I'm a little bit more Americanized, so you know, Christmas is when all my sons come home from college. And my wife looks forward for them coming home, right? She's going to make a special food, and she's going to make sure that the rooms are all clean, you know, all of these kind of things because she wants to see her boys.
我的太太就会为这个他们回来的日子准备很多东西，把家弄得干净，然后也准备大餐，就是欢迎他的孩子回到家里面享受这个圣诞节的庆祝。
Heaven is a family reunion.
所以天堂就是一个大家庭的重聚。
We're reminded in Revelation 22 and also in 7 that we are servants of the Lord worshiping together. In 7:9, we're reminded that every nation, people from every nation, every tribe, people and language are standing before the throne and before the Lamb and we're worshiping God all together.
所以就让我想起这个启示录当中第五章第七章里面讲到所有的这些信主的人都回到天家里面向神来敬拜，其中包括就是各国各族各民各方的人都聚集在神的宝座面前来敬拜神。
And we need to be careful here. Scripture is very clear. It is not universalism. Not everyone is going to go to heaven. Only those who have placed their faith in Christ will see God because He is the one who says, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no one comes to the Father except through me.
所以这个圣经我们要留意看清楚，不是说所有的人都会进到天堂当中。从圣经我们知道，就是哪些透过耶稣认识父神而成为神儿女的人，才在哪一天可以在天堂的当中来一起敬拜我们的主。
Neither is it annihilationism, right? That's become very popular. You will spend a certain amount of time, in punishment, and then you'll be annihilated. There will be no more, and only those who have trusted in God will continue forever. That's also not very scriptural.
有一些也是有另外的主义，他们会觉得这些不信的人有一天他们完全都消失，然后只有这个信主的人继续存在下去，这也都不合圣经的教导。
And neither will be awkward and uncomfortable. You know, sometimes family reunions are not that comfortable.
我们看到这样子，有时会感觉不太舒服。是不是有些家庭的重聚也是不太 高兴的情况？
You know, in every family there seems to be this awkward, unusual, or unwelcome uncle. You know that uncle.
每一个家庭都有一些的舅舅还是这个叔叔啊，他们都是不受欢迎的啊，所以在家庭里面就产生一些不好的一个感觉。
And if you don't know who that is, it's probably you.
啊，倘若你不知道是怎么样，可能就是你的。
Right. So basically, but in heaven, we will all be made perfect. We, each and every one of us, all of our sin, all of our selfishness, all of our weird quirkiness, right? All of our insecurities, those will all be gone. And when we get together, it really will be a joyous reunion.
但是到天堂的时间，我们的自私、我们的罪、我们不好的地方都已经更新了。所以每一个人都是那么美好的重聚在天堂，所以在那边就是一个最欢喜最快乐的一个重聚。
So I look forward to heaven because in heaven I will be able to see people that I've long missed, long lost loved ones.
我很希望能够进到天堂当中，就是在那边我可以看见我等很久希望见到这些人啊，我很喜欢的人能够都在哪边，我可以跟他们见面。
My mom, who breathed her last suffering from ovarian cancer in that bed, in that hospital bed, I will see smiling, full of rosy cheeks and welcoming me.
我妈妈离开的时间，因为癌症所受的痛苦，但是有一天在天堂我见到她，我会重新看到她欢笑的面。
Little 12-year-old Jay, who I saw pass away in the arms of his father, I will see jumping up for joy and welcoming me.
有个叫 Jay 的十二岁的小孩子，他就在父亲的怀抱当中离开世界，在天堂，我会重新看见他健康美丽的笑容。
My high school friend, who traveled the world but could not find peace in a moment of depression, took his own life.I will see him jumping and running and biking and climbing mountains.
我一个高中的同学，他死去了。我有一天再重新在天堂见到他，跟我一起来玩。
My sister, who I have never met because she was miscarried when I was 5 years old, I will finally meet in heaven.
我的妹妹，我五岁的时间还没有见过她。但是他因为流产就离开世界了，但是在天堂我会再见到他的面。
Long lost loved ones we will see and enjoy their company forever and ever.
这些从心里所期望可以见到的面孔，就在天堂的当中我们可以重聚。
I look forward to seeing my sons, sons, sons and their daughters.
我希望能够在那边看到我的孩子，他们的孩子，他们孩子的孩子，甚至他们的女儿。
I will not probably live to see them in this life, but because of Christ and His promises as He pass on the faith to children and their children and their children and their children and beyond, I will meet my descendants.
大概我在这一生也不能够看到这样子那么延续下去的后裔，但是因为在基督里，在基督里的救恩，我可以看到我的儿子，他们的儿子的儿子，还有儿子儿子儿子再往下去的，我都可以在天堂当中跟他们见面。
And all of those missionaries and the people that we've been supporting all these years and doing missions trips with and medical missions trips and opportunities to go to China and the Philippines and Bolivia, I will meet people who have been touched by those people in heaven.
我们所支持的很多宣教士，不管是在中国啊，在这个菲律宾，还是在玻利维亚的地方，这些弟兄姊妹所服侍的这些弟兄姊妹，他带领的人的信主的这些朋友，我有一天都在天堂当中看见他们工作的果效。
And of course, we'll all get to meet all the ancient saints of old, and I'll get to meet, you know, Adam and Eve, and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and King David. I always wanted to ask him some major questions about his life. You know, all these people we'll get to enjoy in heaven. We'll have iPhones, I think, iPhone 2000s, you know, and we'll just keep put them in, you know, every 100 years we'll have a different visit, you know, kind of thing.
我会在那边也看到这个在圣经里面的圣徒，不管是亚当还是亚伯拉罕，还是这个摩西，甚至大卫，我见到大卫一定问他一些很重要人生的问题，然后还有所有其他的，我甚至把他们都放在这个手机当中把他们的沟通放在 iPhone 里面在100年跟他们联系一次。
And we'll all hang out there. Sometimes we'll spend time worshiping. You know, it's like going to the Beijing Olympics, but making it last forever. You know, kind of thing. You know, everyone's going to be there. All these languages are going to be present. And we'll be worshiping and enjoying each other's company. And it's going to be a wonderful time.
大家记得这个2008年在奥运的期间啊，那么雄伟的一个这个庆祝的在中国的地方啊，我们到天堂的时间就是哇，就是所有圣徒都聚集在一起，我们一起在哪边是永远的这样子来高兴的敬拜重聚。
I think it'll be a little bit like the biggest worship service that I've ever been to together with folks as we met Urbana back in the 80s was 20,000 students together, you know, in the dome at the University of Illinois Urbana.
就是我参加过最大的一个崇拜，就是有20,000个学生在一个地方里面有一个很大的聚会，在哪边一起来敬拜主。
And I've been there 3 times, and that's the biggest one I've personally been, but apparently now there's even a larger celebration. You can't see the people here, but 60,000 people in the Georgia Dome, you know, every few years around Christmas time.
大概在这个每年的圣诞节的时间，在一个 Georgia Dome 的地方，大概有60,000个人一起聚集来敬拜主。
Brothers and sisters from all over the world are together worshiping God together.
从世界各地来的弟兄姊妹一起来聚集，一同来敬拜主。
From every language and tongue and tribe together worshiping God.
不同的语言、不同的民族的人聚集在一起，就好像天堂一样的来敬拜主。
Wouldn't it be wonderful to spend eternity that way?
这样子在永恒当中敬拜，是不是非常美好的一件事呢
？A giant.Family reunion that lasts forever and ever.
是一个超大的家庭的重聚，然后在哪边永远永远的来重聚在一起，来敬拜神。
And how might that affect us today?
这样子会对我们今天有什么影响呢？
We'll be comforted by the people that we will see again. So it is not death. We are not separated by death.Right, we will see them again, so we have comfort and hope for tomorrow.
这样子的感染让我们能够再得到安慰，就是那些在基督里已经死的人，我们不是跟他们永远的分开，而且我们会在天堂跟他们一起相聚。
The blood relatives that we see today, we want them to be spiritual relatives, and so our evangelism, you know, and our desire to share Christ with them needs to go up in our prayers for them.
在我们在地上的这些亲戚朋友，我们也继续要为他们祷告，希望他们有一天也成为我们的一份子，在永恒的当中跟我们一起来敬拜我们的主。
We don't accept the American, oh, let them everyone choose their own. Let our children choose whatever faith and religion they want. No, we are discipling our kids so that generation upon generation upon generation upon generation will be there in that eternal worship service.
我们不像美国人的想法一样，以为就让他们的孩子自己来决定他们的信仰。 我们来世希望能够培训我们的孩子们，让他们成为门徒，然后一代一代的把这个信仰可以长存在他们的人生当中。
So heaven is a place. It is a perfected place for all of us to live. It is filled with perfect people. It's a family union. And finally, heaven is.
天堂是一个地方，而且是一个完美的地方，里面所充满的就是完美的神的子民，在哪边啊，一起来在当中生活。
It's the perfect. It's the presence and the personal presence of God in Christ Himself.
另外天堂就是耶稣亲自同在的地方。
Let's be honest, let's ask the question, what if our environment was perfect and everything we ate was delicious, the food, the wine, the drinks, everything was wonderful, our relationships were perfect, no one argued with anyone, we're all cared for each other, and all these things were perfect, our relationships, the location, everything was niceBut God and Christ were not there. Would we be okay with that?
好，我问大家一个问题：倘若在一个很完美的一个环境当中，我们每一个人都能够和谐的一起，我们准备的餐最丰富、最好吃的东西都放在台上，还有美好的酒准备好，让我们一起来享受。但是在这样子的情况里面，没有基督耶稣，这样子是不是可以接受的一个环境？
John Piper says, sometimes we American evangelicals sometimes sell heaven on these other things and fail to realize the heart and the center and the most important part about heaven is that God and Christ are there personally.
John Piper, 这个传道人他就跟我们讲过，所以我们基督徒好像常常的觉得我们有这些拥有这些就够了，但是忘记耶稣基督才是我们整个信仰的核心跟重心。
I'll quickly do the images of intimacy, the images of relationship are a plethora here in this part of Revelation, including the bride and the groom. That we are the bride, Christ is the groom.
啊，在这个跟耶稣之间的关系，在这个启示录里面，他就让我们看见几个不同的形容。第一个是讲到耶稣是新娘新郎，我们是新娘。
When I got married, I realized that, all these wedding things, the banquet was nice, the wedding ceremony was nice, but the most important thing was, I was getting married, right? I want to spend my life with my wife. That was the most important part. All the other things were nice and expensive, but they were nice, but my wife was the most important part of who I want to be with forever.
在我的婚礼里面啊，我可以有很好的婚礼的安排，花很多钱来预备所有最美好的东西，但是我不能忘记我最重要在婚礼当中就是我的太太，我要跟她一生来成为夫妻过人生的路，所以中心是我的太太，不是为这个婚礼预备的一切。
The other imagery is another imagery is that of the temple and God dwelling with us. The key of the Old Testament is the idea that God dwells with His people and that He will be with us forever and ever, intimately together.
讲到与神之间的关系，在天堂的当中，第二个形象给我们看见的就是，好像进到这个圣殿的当中，我们成为神的子民，神与我们同在。
Another imagery that comes through in scripture is this idea that we are the sons and daughters of God. This idea that He will be our God and we will be His sons and daughters. That is such a beautiful aspect of what it means, because when we understand that, then our total identity has been changed.
在天堂的第三个形象给我们看见的就是我们都成为神的儿女，我们与神之间有亲密的关系，神看顾我们，与我们同在。
We lose the sense of who we are in this world because we're filled with so many things and we're filled with doing so many things. We get confused on what the essence of our identity is. We are sons and daughters of God.
在世界太多的东西诱惑我们，让我们都忘记我们是谁。但是我们就肯定知道一件事情。在神的救恩当中，我们都成为天父的儿女。
And we will see our God, our Father, face to face. You remember the Old Testament where people want to see the glory and the face of God like Moses, and they could not because no one can see God's face and live in the Old Testament.
在旧约当中，人不能面对面的遇见神，但是到天堂的时间，我们可以面对面的看到我们的天父。
But we're reminded here again in Scripture that when we see God, it'll be as if we've all been seeing and living for the very first time when we see God.
就是我们能够在整个人当中有机会第一次面对面的看见我们的主。
Augustine said we will not find our rest until we find our rest in Him.
奥古斯丁说，我们不能得到一个平静，除非我们能够被神来充满。
Another theologian said, we have this God-shaped vacuum in our hearts that will not be filled until we see God.
我们的内心不能完全的得到满足，除非我们真挚的看见神。
The essence of heaven is a relationship with God and with Christ.
天堂一个最重要的部分就是我们透过基督与神之间的关系。
We have new spiritual eyes, so whatever we see in heaven, the creation, all these people who are brothers and sisters in Christ, whatever we see, we will see God in them.
我们在天堂当中有一个属灵的眼睛，看到所有的东西，我们都看见神在当中。
And we will worship.
我们会敬拜主。
Let me close with this imagery, this story.
在结束的时间，我就用这样子的图画来表达。
18th century story about a king.
在十八世纪有一个的王帝
，who was generous and wise and very caring.
他非常的好，很看顾他的子民。
And he was out hunting one day, and he saw a blind boy who had been abandoned and orphaned.
当他去打猎的时间，他看到一个狮子受伤的在这个地上，他就帮这个狮子。
And the blind and the generous king took the blind boy in as his own son and treated him as his own son, loved him, cared for him, provided for him.
他就把这个躺卧的人来把他拿回去，成为他的儿子来照顾他。
And the young blind prince began to grow and experience all the beauty and wonder of the entire kingdom.
这个小孩子 Brian 就慢慢被长大，成为他这个国家的这个王子。
The food, the clothes, and everything he enjoyed in a relationship with his kingly father.
他就跟这个王帝有很好的关系，享受这个王帝所享受的一切。
But it wasn't until he was until he was 20 that they discovered a way to heal his sight.
但是当他年只到20岁的时间，他才发现他其实不是这个王帝亲生的儿子。
And finally, when they healed his sight, he was able to behold the face of his kingly, loving father for the first time.
他就有机会第一次回到另外一个国家，看到他真正的这个爸爸。
What he could only imagine when he was blind now becomes real.
他过去所想象的变成实现在他的眼前。
The great joy that filled his heart as he looked upon his father, looked upon the kingdom, looked upon himself, and recognized all the beauty and wonder he's been given.
所以他看到他父亲的荣华美丽，就在他看到他的时间，他可以看见这个跟他之间美好的关系。
In heaven, we shall experience that ourselves and find that great joy.
在天堂的当中，我们也可以发现，我们可以与神有这样子美好的一个喜乐同在。
How do we get there?
我们怎么去到那边？
This is one story that I love, and I'll share this with you as we close.
我有一个故事来最后很喜欢能跟大家分享。
I don't recommend this movie as a good theology. It's not good theology.
这个故事不是一个最好的一个神学。
Robin Williams passed away this year.
这个明星最近离开世界。
But before he did, he made a movie called What Dreams May Come.
但之前他做那个整个电影叫 What Dreams May Come.
And he tries to depict the beauty of heaven and the desperateness and the darkness of hell.
他就把这个天堂的美丽 跟啊这个地上这个地狱的黑暗来做一个很大的比较。
Heaven is filled with beauty and wonder and color, and hell is dark and miserable and torment.
天堂是充满美丽、非常漂亮的这个环境，但是这个地狱是非常黑、非常可怕的。
And the storyline is that he has made it to heaven, but his wife is in hell.
这个故事就讲到他被提到天堂去，但是他的太太就留在地狱。
And he determines to travel down from heaven through the seven stages of hell to reach her and to rescue her. That's the story.
啊，这个故事就讲到他就从天堂就经过七层的地狱，就找他的太太，然后把他的太太拯救回来，这个很美丽的一个故事。
I recommend it as a visual exercise in understanding what you might think heaven might be like. Or hell.
我建议这个可能就是一个啊，在可以想象得到的一个啊形象，关于天堂的。
What's beautiful is the intent that someone would be willing to give up heaven, go to hell to rescue their beloved.
最美丽的就是这个心意。他愿意离开天堂来拯救一些他所爱的人。
Isn't that what Christ did for us?
就是好像基督所做的一样。
This is good theology.
这个是好的神学。
Because Christ gave up his heavenly glory and his dwelling and be the Son of God so that you and I may be rescued from eternity of darkness and torment.
耶稣基督就是放弃最美的天堂的整个境界，愿意来到成为人，把我们拯救，让我们可以回到天堂的当中。
Our 21 brothers were martyred a few weeks ago. Are now with God and will forever be in heaven.
这个啊，在埃及21个弟兄，他们被杀，被为主殉道，但是现在他们已经永远的与天父同在。
Because of Christ Jesus and His work.
就是因为耶稣所做的这救赎的计划工作。
May we always worship Him forever and ever.
我们要永远的赞美敬拜主耶稣。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you that we have the sure hope of heaven and your presence.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们能够对天堂有真实的盼望。
Pour out your spirit so that we might not hold on so dearly for this world.
求你圣灵充满我们，让我们知道这个地上的东西都会成为过去。
But instead, look forward to your great love for us.
然后仰望你给我们最美好的这个大爱。
The people, the place, and your presence.
就是在天堂的当中，你给我们最好的地方，还有那边最好的你的子民，还有就是与你同在的恩典。
We thank you, Lord Christ, for making this possible.
谢谢主给我们能够有这样子的恩典。
We worship you and we love you.
我们敬拜你，我们也爱你。
In Jesus.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.